How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
Dr. John Delatorre joining us, licensed psychologist. We're chatting about the mysterious happenings that took place at the beginning of the Koberger trial. I'm asking a lot of our regular guests this question, and it's John's turn since we haven't had him on since it took place. What was your take on Koberger not standing up and making a plea in his trial and the judge ultimately then putting in not guilty as they stood silent?
Honestly, I don't know. I can view it multiple ways, but ultimately, I just think that he wants people to talk about him all of the time. And so he's going to do things that are antithetical to what other people might think about him. So I think it's all just a show.
Really?
There's nothing inherent in law. Mm-hmm. Where he needed to make a statement.
Sure.
What was he going to say? Not guilty. I mean, and then what?
Yeah.
And so I think it was just more of attention seeking.
That's interesting. Cause I've been, you're probably right. The thing is, I just looking at it going, is there a strategy here? Does this in some way, shape or form tie into the state now having 60 days to decide whether this will be punishable by the death sentence, or is it just like you said, it's just to do something different and to make people continue to talk about him? Do you think he's acting out in any ways to emulate anyone or anything? That's been something that's been going through my mind, specifically when we're talking about BTK. Obviously, very different type of crime, the way it was committed, but personality-wise, the narcissism, the way he seemingly handles himself when being confronted by authority. We've seen it from the college and how things were handled there. Even more specifically, the traffic stop video, one of the more recent ones that we've now seen, for going through a red light and the way he handled it, very much trying to be in control, very much controlling the narrative, telling the officer, no, this is actually what happened. What do you make of that and the way his stance has been thus far as someone who's accused of these crimes?
Not out of the ordinary. See, this is the thing. I think people, you know, want to attribute all of this stuff to him snapping or something like that. What I'm saying is that since he turned 18, at least, he's probably always had antisocial personality disorder. Now, I don't know that for sure because I haven't evaluated him, so I haven't diagnosed him with that. But the reality of the situation is that it's not just killing, right? That's not what separates someone without antisocial personality disorder from. So it's not about the killing. It's about how they interact with other people. So I'm not surprised that we see videos or we hear witnesses and we hear friends and other people come out and say, hey, look, this is how he's always been, because that's how he's always been. And there's nothing wholly unique about what we're learning about him when it comes to his overall personality state. I'm not seeing anything that's, you know, saying to me wildly that he's this disturbed character that we'll never truly understand. He seems to be like every other individual who's committed a crime, particularly murder, which is, I don't care about people. I've never cared about people. And anytime someone gets in my way, I'm going to show them that they're wrong. Mm-hmm. And so I think what Koberger wants is to be seen as more than what other people have done, in particular, probably serial killers. But to me, he's just another also ran. He's just another one of them, a list of thousands of names that most people are going to forget when it comes to, you know, the overall history of serial killers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's probably very, very true. I'm just wondering if there's, because obviously there is the BTK connection, and I'm not saying that he's anything like BTK, but it almost, to me, starts to seem like he's starting to act out in certain ways that Dennis did when it came to being caught. Dennis Rader did the exact same motion in court, stood silent. I'm wondering more and more if this is someone who he really truly did look up to, and now in some sort of twisted way is trying to play out that sort of a path in his own path that he's going down. There's another one I noticed yesterday, and it's I don't know if it has anything to do with anything, but obviously BTK, everyone online when you refer to Brian Koberger in any sort of discussion is BK, very close. Just another one of the weird oddities of this case. Do you feel like he's trying to emulate anything, or is it just him trying to be him? And it just happens to fall in line with the same sort of thinking that other killers have also had because they operate in very similar ways.
I think it's the second part, right? If he wanted to be BTK, then he would have done BTK type things and he didn't, right? His killing is nowhere near what BTK was doing. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to sort of how is he going to present himself now that he's caught, it's also probably likely that that's just the thing that he remembers, right? Yeah. We have to remember that that's what he was studying, right? He was studying serial killing, right? Yep. He was studying criminology. And so, yeah, you would have case studies in which you're looking at, you know, how did the person commit their killing and then what happened after they got caught? It's certainly possible that he's just remembering BTK, probably because it was the last one that he was thinking about. So I do think that he's emulating, but not emulating as in he is like tributing, right? He's not doing that. I think it's just something that he remembers had happened. And so now he's using that. It's not a tribute, right? It's not glorifying, because there would have been other things that he would have done and he didn't do. I think it's just more that this is what he remembers someone doing. So that's what he's going to do. Or it could just be that he's trying to get everybody to, once again, connect him to connect his name to someone's name that is well remembered so that he can be well remembered.
In a sick way. I mean, if you look up to those type of people, you'd be basically trying to connect yourself to what they would define as greatness. And obviously in no way do I mean BTK is a great person, but if you're a serial killer and that's your hero, that would be your connection point there.
Yeah. And we have to be careful because we're not saying that he's a copycat, no. right? A copycat, right? Or someone who's trying to take up the mantle would have done the things that BTK did in terms of his overall killing. What we're describing is just behaviors that someone engages in after they've gotten caught. And the reality is that there's only a certain number of behaviors that someone can do. They can act out aggressively, or they can act out sort of passively, or they can just kind of acquiesce, right? That's pretty much the limit of things that someone can do once they've been caught. So I'm not surprised then that I'm sure we can go back through the thousands of names and we can find even more of individuals who have acted nearly the same as Brian Koberger. And we can make theories as to how it's connected to that individual as well. I just think that there's only a certain number of behaviors he could do, and he's just doing the ones that he remembers other people have done.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
Dr. John Delatorre, thank you so much for your insight. Always very valuable and very much appreciated. In our next segment with him coming up tomorrow, we're going to talk about the differences, or coming up, I should say, Tuesday, about the differences on having someone on death row that has murdered your loved ones and you are now the victim family versus someone who is locked away in prison for life and the psychological toll that it takes either way on a victim's family. Check that out Tuesday when we are back from the holiday break here. In the States. My name is Tony Bruschi. Press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any of our breaking updates and discussions on the cases that we're following for you right here. Stay with us.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.